14th of May, 2001.
Good evening, Ashley. Let me extend a welcome back to our dear friend. I hope, my dear friends, that this time you have felt peace surrounding you, because we feel that there is some need of it.
Yes, we're going to be grateful for the help and spirit.
Your healing thoughts too have been received and will be dealt with. This, my dear friends, leads me to the discussion which we will have this day. It is about the thought once more. That very important thing in your lives. We have spoken briefly about angels of thought, have we not? I would like to tell you, my dear friends, a little about their work. There are many workers in our world whose task it is to deal with the many thoughts which emanate from all people. I have told you in past time about those people who intercept thought which is negative to another. Do you remember?
Yes.
I have also spoken recently about angels of thought. They are beings who are in control of all workers of thoughts. But I wish to tell you this time, my dear friends, about those angels of thought who work within our world, who help many people. Their work in our world includes work within what we call hospitals. That is your earthly word for those places of healing within our world. I believe we have spoken briefly about the many colors, about the openness of these healing places. But what we have not discussed is the work of those beings within these healing places who are there to help all who are in need. The angels of thought, my dear friend, have worked and take control, if I may use that word, in these healing places. They are responsible for the thoughts which emanate from the people who are within these places of healing. Because remember, when you depart from this earthly plane, when you are unaware of your passing, when you are in one of our healing hospitals, still the spirit is thinking. Do you understand?
Yes.
The spirit is unaware, but is still able to think. Much in the same way as when clothed in the physical body, the spirit is still active. This, when in spirit, is just another dimension of the spiritual body. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I will go slowly because it is a new aspect of our teaching. If you do not understand what I say, please stop now and we will discuss it.
Does everyone understand?
You seem a little confused.
But this is one thing, Simon. You said the spirit carries on thinking, although it's not aware. It's aware that it's died. Surely it does know that humans died. Is that what you meant?
No.
No, sorry.
When the physical garb is left behind, if there has been a traumatic passing, if there has been great illness, then they are not aware of their passing. The etheric body is, how shall I say, is affected by the physical passing also. The etheric body is in the state of existence closest to the physical.
Yes.
So the etheric body is the one which will need spiritual healing in our places of healing. Do you understand?
Yes.
But within the etheric body, there lie many others, many stages of existence. Do you understand? In the same way as the spirit is separate from the physical, so also is the spirit separated from the etheric body. You have many bodies within the spirit body. Do you all understand this?
Well, that's a bit puzzling to me. Anyone else understand? Well, I understand that there are two. There's a physical and then there's etheric. But there's more.
You have the emotional bodies. You have many other types of spiritual essence.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Until you understand that, my dear friend, I cannot go further with the explanation.
So similar to the physical body, the emotions, all that goes with us here.
Remember, there is not just one part of spirit. You are made of many, many finer bodies. That is why you pass from one plane of existence to another. You leave behind that part of the spirit which is no longer necessary.
I see.
And you become lighter and lighter and lighter until you become that pure energy which I have touched upon on another occasion. Do you understand, my dear?
Yes, so it's
beginning to understand.
So once you get into spirit, the body is changed, the etheric body is changed, the spirit body is changing.
Yes. It cannot stay still.
No.
Do you understand?
But yes. the human body to the etheric body is, there aren't many stages there.
No,
that's
fine. That is the closest to the physical state of existence.
Yes, thank you.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Therefore, the angels of healing are making contact with the finer essence, shall we say, of the spirit, in order to help it understand the conditions which it finds itself in. These angels of thought possess the ability to heal with thought and color and many, many more ways of spiritual thinking, which are much too complex at this stage of your development to understand. But their task, as you can well imagine, is a most important one.
Quite difficult at times.
It can take much time for the etheric body to awake and realize that it has returned home. Yes, of course. Much depends on what has been learned on this earthly plane. You understand?
Yes. So when rescues, as we call them, happen, does that help the angels of thought in their work?
The angels of thought will not be really used for that kind of work. There are many, many other beings who are involved in what you call rescue work. The difference being is that these people who come for rescue do believe that they are still physical beings. It is being worked upon a different level in those cases. So the workers for rescue from our world are much more aware of earthly conditions and so forth. The angels of thought are a hierarchy of thought, who are dealing with the spirit and not the etheric body as such. You see, they operate on a higher level of existence. Do you understand,
yes,
my friends?
Yes.
This is a little complicated for you. I do feel, perhaps, at this point, that you do need time to soak this small piece of information and gather it together in your thoughts. And perhaps we can discuss it further on another occasion, because it is important that you take this slowly.
Would everyone that, say, leaves this planet, would they have to go through this process, or would some of us maybe wouldn't need this?
No. Only those who have had traumatic passings to our world would need a healing in that way.
Yes.
Most people pass to our world of spirit accepting and knowing what has happened to them. It is only those, as I have said, passed under difficult conditions who require healing.
So, I was just slightly confused about the people who still believe they're in our physical world and those people who are going for healing. So the people who have gone, who still think they're in the physical world, they haven't necessarily had a traumatic passing.
Yes, it could just be their time to go.
Right. Because I was just slightly confused the difference between the people that...
If you could, if I may interrupt you, my dear friend, if you could imagine someone who has been very ill for many of your earthly years, this has to affect the etheric body also, because illness is passed through to the physical from the etheric and emotional bodies, and even more spiritual bodies. This is a little understood thing within your world, and a little understood thing amongst those in your world who call themselves healers. They do not fully understand all that is necessary to create a physical healing. Because, you see, this dis-ease of the physical body begins in spirit, as all things do, and manifests itself through to the physical body. Do you understand?
When you say it begins in spirit, does it begin with thoughts?
Yes, of course. Thought is the most powerful thing. It is thought, and mainly wrong thought, which starts off many of your earthly diseases.
But sometimes we've brought the diseases with us from a previous life, haven't we?
But still, they have manifested from the original thought.
Yes,
of course, you are correct. You can bring them with you. And that is why it is advisable, and advisable only for that case, to find out what is holding you back in this lifetime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a pity I wasn't more aware of.
Yes.
Everyone.
But, you see, whatever you think eventually passes through the spiritual body and manifests into the physical. I feel it is something not fully understood, that as human beings you have this feeling that the physical is the only body which creates disease. But of course, the mind belongs to the spirit, does it not?
Yes.
Therefore, think along those lines, my dear friend, and perhaps it may become a little clearer to you.
Is it, would you say the diseased person has to change their beliefs, and their thoughts will change?
They do not change beliefs, but they have to change their way of thinking. It is the thought pattern which is at fault. Let us take an example, and perhaps you will begin to understand a little. Let us, for example, say we have a person who is highly critical, not only of others, but of themselves. And have I not told you, you have to have love for yourself before you can extend it to others? So let us take this emotion of being over-critical. People of that thought pattern usually have the type of disease in your world of the body becoming gnarled. I am trying to get the condition. Yes, you call it arthritis,
yes,
in,
yes,
your world.
Yes.
That is because the thinking becomes reality, and that criticism begins to twist and become embittered and shows itself into the physical body. Therefore, the way to dissolve that type of disease is to learn to love not only your fellow man, but yourself. Can you see the pattern? If you try to follow this line of thinking, I feel it will be a little easier for you. It is the power of thinking.
So children who come along with arthritis, they brought it from a previous life.
Yes. 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 So that is probably, I do not say all, but that is probably why they have returned to this lifetime, to undo that pattern of thought. It is a powerful thing, I say to you. It is something each one of you should consider most seriously. Because you can change what you think. And have I not told you in the past, my dear friends, that if you constantly find fault in another, then look inwards to yourself. Therein lies the fault. I feel from you that for this time I have said enough. I would like you to dwell upon my words, my dear friends, because thinking is so important to the kind of living that you do,
yes,
and the power that it has over all other people that you meet.
So with the right kind of thinking, the thoughts, our bodies, physical bodies, could stand us in good stead for as long as we're here.
Yes, and you would have the ability to help others, as do the angels of healing in our world. After all, that is what they are doing with the power of their thought.
So although the body gets frail, which I guess is natural.
Of course, that is part of your physical evolution. You cannot live here forever. You have to return home.
Yes.
But your purpose here is to learn all of those things which are only for your own soul's growth, that you may return home and say that you have learned something. That is your purpose of living. But your purpose of living is not only for yourself, but for your interaction with all other people who come into contact with you. You have great responsibility, my dear friends. When you meet with others, you do not fully understand or grasp the effect that you have upon others in your world. That responsibility is a great one.
Yes, I think we can see that.
Do you have any questions before I leave you this time?
I think we're beginning to grasp the connections between physical ailments and spirit. And I was reading something recently about buildings in the latter days of Atlantis, which were described as between a hospital and a temple,
yes,
where spiritual connections with healing of physical matters were looked into. This came out of past life readings of one Edgar Casey.
Yes.
I think he was probably a very genuine individual. But the idea of something between a hospital and a temple for the purpose of healing rather stuck in my mind.
Yes.
And seems to connect with what you're telling us now.
Yes, I can say to you, this gentleman was a man of vision. But I have to say to you, my dear friend, that these ancient people have or had a much closer unity with spirit. Their knowledge was so much greater than it is today.
Yes.
Therefore, their knowledge would have been such that they would have understood spiritual matters much more deeply.
Yes, I can see that.
Yes. They were much more aware of the spiritual aspect of man. And of course, healing and places of healing would have been influenced from our world. Yes, thank you.
Any questions, Mark?
Okay, thank you.
I'm just told you said that. Okay, Paul?
Yes, thanks.
May I say just a few words to the young gentleman?
Yes.
That he has felt closer to his own spirit on his latest journey.
Yes.
Yes, I think you would agree.
Mm. Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, right, an uplifting journey.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I'll just ask one more. Going back to these spirits that have just passed over, we do have rescues with people who have been handicapped all their lives, and by the time they leave here after the rescue, they feel, you know, they've lost their any problems they had. Surely these people would have suffered spiritually as well. So how come
not in the same traumatic way? They would have lived their lives on this planet as a handicapped, as you say, people.
Mm.
But let me say, most of these handicapped, badly handicapped, as you would call them, are usually old souls who would be much aware when they returned home of their existence, shall we say.
Right.
So their handicaps would no longer be with them. The people I speak of are people who generally would have no knowledge of spirit, who have been ill for many of your years, and the spiritual light has diminished to such a degree because of the illness of the physical body.
Mm.
Because you cannot separate the two while it is enclosed in physical power. Mm. Do you understand? You
yes.
cannot make the connection, I feel.
Right.
The etheric body suffers with the physical.
Mm.
Therefore, when it is released to our world, still it is confused.
Right,
and the spirit needs to be healed.
Yes.
It is the spirit which is being healed, not the physical body.
Oh, yes. I remember you saying to us once that the spirit was aware of all. Is it, remember, when you said, you know, if we want to wake up in the morning, we sleep early, for example, and then we suddenly wake up, and you said it's the spirit that's woken it up because it's aware. How much is the spirit aware and not aware? So in this case, the spirit isn't aware that it's been traumatized, as it were.
I think you may be confusing spirit and soul.
Oh, right.
We have discussed that it is the soul which has many aspects. You have many spirit bodies, but the soul is the unit to which you return. The soul is all-knowing.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. I think you are a little confused.
Yes, I think I am too.
You understand too.
Yes, thank you.
It is the soul which is what you are working towards. That is the all-knowing part of us all.
Right.
Does that help?
Yes, yes, I was confused. Thank you.
Are there any more questions before I leave you?
I'm just thinking there's so much to learn.
That is why it is important that we go slowly, that you ask your questions while we are discussing it, so that your understanding becomes clear. And as you piece together all of this knowledge, then you will see the wider scheme of life and how life goes on in our world. There are many planes of existence within our world, and it is important that you understand a little of how it works. There are too many confusing theories that go around your world, which confuses people. So it is better that whilst you have the opportunity, you ask about anything you are not clear about.
Perhaps I'm oversimplifying, but one perhaps could say that long illness can drag down the spirit, can diminish the spiritual light.
Yes.
But this can be recovered with the attention of those in the hospitals.
Yes. It can be diminished, but of course cannot be extinguished.
Yes.
Perhaps that is a way to put it to me. It may be drained of energy for some time, but it will come to full glory, if you like, with the help of those loving beings who surround it at all times.
So the loving beings, as you call them, whilst these people are in these hospitals, really what they're trying to do is to get their thought patterns right.
Yes, that is the importance of the angels of thought. That is their task. That whilst they remain in these hospitals, not only is the spirit strengthened, but the thought patterns are helped to be changed. They cannot change them for them, but they can help and encourage. Do you understand?
Yes.
as always, I stay close by each one of you. I am aware of all that is going on with your lives. I will always be close by.
Thank you.